10 a.m. Zed Lines. In local news, the CEO and general manager of Callide Power Station have both stepped down after an explosion earlier this month. One of the company's generators is expected to be offline until the end of May. On Sunday, the government accused CS Energy of failing to communicate the exact seriousness of the incident. Deputy Premier Jared Blay said a safety investigation into the incident on April 4th was ongoing.
In national news, a Western Australian woman whose house was destroyed by fire says that a stranger impersonated her circumstance to start a GoFundMe campaign. After her house burned down in March, she was told about a crowdfunding campaign that used slightly altered details in order to take donations from unwitting donators. The campaign has since been shuttered due to community outrage, but $105 had already been donated. A new report from Infrastructure Victoria and VACO has revealed that most Indigenous community health organisations are in strenuous need of infrastructure funding. In Melbourne's southeast, the Dandenong and District Aborigines Cooperative was forced to close due to asbestos. The report is asking for over $150 million over the next decade to prevent more closures. Advocates say without urgent investment and vital community services, cultural connections will continue to erode.
In international news, a couple in Spain has been arrested for breeding exotic cats and selling them online. Civil Guard police raided the couple's home and found 19 felines on the property, including a caracal, 2 servals and 16 hybrid felines. The police say the animals were smuggled into the EU through the Polish-Belarus border and were distributed with false documents. The couple advertised the felines through social media, also promoting animals such as hyenas, desert lynxes, and pumas.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au.
Thank you for that. And now we have a public satire announcement here on Workers Power 4zz.
Good evening. My name is Gina Meinhardt. My dear subjects, tonight I would like to explain to you